This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
To waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously.
Evening team, welcome along to your Wednesday night. Sam and Lucy with you here on FUBAR Radio. Hope you're well. Halfway through the week, I like to start the show by marking the halfway point of the week. We're over halfway through, in fact. You've only got two more days left of your working week, which is a thing to be celebrated. 48 more hours before we can all go home on a Friday evening and just watch like Countdown and that. Or whatever you like to do on a Friday evening. I behave now. Much better at behaving than at one point.
I don't think you get Countdown on a Friday night, mate.
Oh, and you do if you've got it on serial. What do you call it?
Serious record.
Like me, yeah.
Little
just
green
save
arrow
it. Because then you can celebrate on a Friday evening.
But if you want to be kooky, you can watch the comedy version, can't you? With Jimmy Carr.
Which is always on a Friday night.
I swear it never ends. It's just endless them picking numbers.
It's interesting you say this, right? Because I've got a friend who He at one point went out a lot, but he's recently got a girlfriend.
Okay.
And he's a friend that I only see now and again, but he's like, we always get on.
Because he's got a girlfriend, or?
No, because geographically we just don't really live near each other anymore.
Gotcha.
But so he's from Stoke-on-Trent, and he's one of those people you just can go back to, and we're always really close. But he has got this girlfriend, so it does make it slightly harder to see him now. But one thing he does say about how he spends his Friday nights with his girlfriend is that as soon as 8 out of 10 does countdown starts, that's normally when when he gets down to it, if his girlfriend starts.
Right.
He says, if that program's on, he knows it's about to happen. That's what he told me.
Is it just John Richardson and Sean Locke really do it for her?
I don't know what it is. Although, I think it could be the fact that you can always find that on some channel. So if you get in for a Friday night out at like 10 or say 11, it's still going to be on because it's going to be
plus
on
four. Plus one.
So no matter what time you get in from your night out with your girlfriend or your Indian or whatever it is you do to celebrate having a girlfriend, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You then get down to it because, Jimmy Carr's on TV.
Let's just hope they get the conundrum.
Well, I don't know. Would you be bothering? They're quite tough at the best of times, aren't they?
This is horrendous.
Sorry.
I don't want to get to the place where that becomes my, Friday night.
Well, why not? I think it's all right. It's good, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I hate regularity.
What? Knowing that as soon as Jimmy Carr gets on, that's
like,
it.
It's like Pavlov's dog or something. You hear the clock going and as soon as it hits the end, you know what's going
to
happen.
That means nothing to me.
That was a lot of very niche... Actually, not niche. Niche for you references.
Yeah, very niche for me. Go on, what's this Pavlov's dog?
Pavlov's dog. Are you genuinely never heard of it?
Never heard of him.
It's a very, very... I'm going to be completely wrong about this. I've never studied it. It's just from what I know. So I'm sorry if I get this wrong. But it's a very famous psychological experiment. I think it was in the early days of psychology. And it's basically this guy called Pavlov.
Right. Okay. I don't know if first name or second?
Surname. I can't remember
I guess
his first name.
Where was he from? Eastern Europe?
I don't know. Let's call him... Barry.
Barry Pavlov.
Barry Pavlov.
Okay.
And basically what he did, I don't know if they referred to them as psychologists then, but what he did was he was proving, it was about behaviour. So he got his dog, Pavlov's dog, he did it with other animals as well. And it was about every time he rung a bell, he gave the dog a treat. And then by the end, he did that for every day and he did it all the time.
Right.
And then by the end, he'd ring the bell and the dog would come over anyway and start salivating.
Okay.
And that was the idea that you can... condition behaviours and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, that's just training a dog.
Yes, but back then it was about the brain and learning about how psychology works and how you
My mum, right, it's just paid... She's just
I
got
knew a, you were going to say this!
She's got a dog and she's paid something ridiculous, £100 for 3 one-on-one sessions with this dog trainer and her dog.
Whoa.
And this
I'll
is the sort it. Of thing that the dog gets taught.
Yeah.
I could have told her that.
Yes, but it's about the psychology and then he did it with people as well. So it's about making connections between different things and reinforcing positivity. And then you can link in ideas of Freud, the id, the ego, the superego. At what point can the id bring in ideas of Pavlovian ideas? Have you heard of Pavlovian ideas? Don't make a Pavlova joke.
I'm not going to make a Pavlova. Would it be like me to make a Pavlova joke there at that point? No. You know I don't like desserts.
But that's why I was saying about the countdown clock and the regular... sex.
Right.
I was saying that the countdown clock becomes a Pavlov thing. They get used to hearing the sound of the clock, so then she... I'm going to stop.
Okay,
this is funny. This is gold! What's wrong with you?
It's not gold.
This is brilliant. This is really good material here.
What's good about that?
Because you don't understand.
I'd say the good that Pavlov has brought into the world is he is keeping dog trainers... in jobs, because there's my mum thinking she knows nothing about how to train a dog, and there's this woman going, I charge you £100 an hour.
Was that you doing a posh accent?
Yeah, well,
I do £100 an hour.
Well, no, because she is still from near where my mum lives.
The
poshness is limited. There is a ceiling to the poshness.
There's a cap on the poshness.
Yeah, there is, of course there is. It gets to a point, it's okay. Not as posh. If she was to go down the M6, a bit further into your kind of Cotswolds area, she'd realise it, woman of the people. But where I'm from, absolute posho. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, she's there going, oh yeah, I'll teach Buzz about Pavlovian theory. I haven't once, when I've gone home, Buzz has not come up to me and said, Sam, here's what my dog teacher has taught me. If she was able to do that, that would have been impressive, but not so far.
Buzz
is a dog, by the way, not my brother.
Or your mum. It's your mum's nickname.
No, we don't have a nickname. I call my mum. That's it. Mum, yeah. She calls me, incidentally, Sammy Lubeck.
Really?
She does, yeah.
Why is that, then?
Why is that? I don't know. It's just stuck, really. But it means, like, I get bought, like, King Louis teddy bears and things like that, because Louis is just stuck, even though I'm called Sam.
That's adorable.
Louis is like...
I get called Bowling Ball.
Bowling Ball, okay.
Because I'm sharp as a bowling ball, apparently.
Which that means you're not short, right?
Correct.
Which is why we've just done this opening bit about Pavlovian theory.
Maybe
10 minutes
you're
in.
You're Bowling Ball.
Oh, come on. No, you can't accuse me just because I don't know about this Pavlovian thing. I didn't study psychology.
Neither did I.
So where have you read that then?
I just read books. Read a book, mate.
Well, the sort of books I read, I mean... Well,
what sort of books do you read?
I don't read books.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was waiting for you to think of a book.
No, the only books I have read in the past, I do like an autobiography.
Oh, yes, you do, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, I do it basically because I like to think. But if I admire somebody, take Stephen Gerrard.
Right,
I will
good
read
start.
Stephen Gerrard's autobiography, thinking one day I could be like him.
Yeah, you could definitely be a world famous footballer.
Exactly, but as you get older, like I'm now 22, mm-hmm. I can't look at Harry Styles and go, oh, I mean, I don't think there's an official out autobiography yet, but I can't read his biography mm-hmm. and go, oh, I'll take the steps that Styles has taken because actually. He's already way ahead now, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he's overtaken you in life.
Yeah.
Not as much as Liam Payne has overtaken you in life, obviously.
No, that's true. But Liam Payne is older than me, so I still have time.
Isn't he like 6 months older than you or something?
Not even that, but there is time. I have some catching up time with Liam Payne, where Styles is younger than me, so no hope. I do feel like there's quite a relaxed atmosphere in the studio at the moment.
I've
got like a coffee in hand.
Got a coffee.
And the reason is because we're not actually live at 8 o'clock this evening. It is in fact 9:42. Still on Wednesday, AM we should say. Yeah, we're not time travelling.
No.
Imagine if we...
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do that. What, streaming into the future? Sorry, into the past. How would that work?
Just use some Pavlov theory or something. Sort it out.
God. But we are, yeah, it is Wednesday today. Wednesday the 5th of April?
Mm.
Something like that.
6th.
6th, is it?
I think it's the 6th.
Oh, God, where does time go?
You're such an old man. But this is the first time, I think, ever I've seen you in the AM. I was trying to think about this. I don't think I've ever seen you AM.
Well, we have pre-recorded the show before, but just never this early.
Yeah, it's never been AM, though.
No, this suits me, you know.
This is lovely.
Because...
I'm awake, I'm bright and airy, and it's light outside.
When we do the show in an evening, it's like we've got to go about our days, whatever that is. I mean, for me, like, I'll be at work. For you, you'll be at the SU. At some point, the student, I don't know, drinking
it's
with
fine.
Pals.
It's not like I have a 9-to-5 course or
no,
anything.
No, I'm joking. So we'll both have a full day and then we'll try and be as good at radio. Doesn't always work.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really listen back to the show. But I'm assuming we're not that lively. Whereas now, coffee in hand, first thing in the morning, got a lot of things I want to talk about. I'm just ready to go at it.
Let's do it, mate.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Well, I reckon we should get into the first song. It's just like that.
Go on then.
Why are you now stalling?
Well, no, because you just went, I reckon we should play a song. I set you up lovely to play a song.
Oh,
we're like,
God's
yeah,
sake,
let's
that,
do it.
That
let's
great
do it.
Start has now been ruined.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Then you play the song, not go, shall I play a song now?
Right, okay. Well, no, the reason being is because we did have something else we wanted to say, but I think we'll save that.
Save
I'll play
it,
the
mate.
Mystery Jets.
Put it on the back burner.
Called Bubblegum, Sam Lucy on FUBAR.
I'm always on the outside looking in. It's where I've always been. But the edge is where all the sparks fly when the wheel spins. I swear someone is leaving messages. My feet.
noticed a real shift in my taste in music in recent weeks. I used to at one point only like things produced by DJs in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, or sometimes, I don't know, like a bit of Justin Bieber or anything that samples 90s. That was kind of my taste in music, just that dance music stuff. Whereas now, I am starting to get into my indie.
I'm a bit late evolving. You're late to the party, mate. I mean, I saw those guys in 2012.
Those are the Mystery Jets.
Yeah.
And it's songs like that, Bubblegum, that it's just like really making a change. In the last month, I've suddenly become an indie kid.
Good. I'm glad it's finally happening. I'm loving the music you're playing.
But yeah, more of that to come, because I don't hate dance music that much. But we'll play some Blondin and Craig David next. But more indie music as well.
Good.
Sound all right?
Sounds brilliant to me.
Good. It is Sam and Lucy on FUBAR Radio. We're actually earlier in the day today. It probably is about 19 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday evening. But it's actually 11 minutes to 10 on a Wednesday morning. So
AM, not time travelling.
Yeah, oh God. Although we are time travelling, just not the complicated way of doing it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, as in just life.
Yeah, we're just time travelling into the future at the moment, aren't we? Because we're recording this now and putting it out in the future from now.
That's quite a poetic way of thinking about life.
What do you mean?
That we're constantly time travelling.
Well, I've never considered that in my life.
Well, you just said it.
I didn't just say then, we're constantly time travelling.
Okay, that's what you're implying. I was just making it sound a bit nicer.
I don't know. We're not constantly time travelling.
All right.
Do you mean the tube? Because...
I don't think
you could call
it. Oh my God,
tube.
You said we're time travelling in the normal sense, which is...
No, the easy way to time travel is to record something now and put it out in the future from now.
Yeah.
So when it goes out, it is actually from the past. That we've done that for years now. TV has been doing that for as long as we can remember, okay?
Yes.
But recording something in the future for the... Do you see what I mean? You can't stream from the future into the past.
I'm with you.
Because that's not come around yet.
I understand.
I never thought that we'd be doing this before 10 o'clock. Literally, I've just had a text from my flatmate saying, do you want a cup of tea? She still thinks I'm in bed, where I should be.
We've done Pavlov theory. We've done time travelling. What's next? String theory.
Well, in a bit, aren't we actually going to try and do a mock job interview for you?
We are doing a mock job interview later.
Because, I mean, this isn't the reason that we're pre-recording today, but you have got a job interview later on, is that right?
I have, in a few hours, yeah. But it's not my fault that we're doing the show earlier, but I do have a job interview.
You do.
Like an actual one.
We can't say too much about it.
No, I can say that it's a journalism job.
A journalism, right, okay, because, I mean, what qualifications do you... Because you can't do what you... You can't call this, what we do here, journalism. You just can't.
No, because it's not.
So what qualifications do you have for journalism?
Well, I'm currently completing a Master's in Journalism and an NCTJ diploma.
Okay, well, I've got more interview questions, which we'll do in a bit.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
And they're quite good ones. I've really kind of gone in because I want to prepare you for the worst.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's good, because then, you know, it can only go well from that point. I'll bring up the time travelling stuff. That went down a storm.
No, there's certain things you shouldn't bring up, isn't there?
Probably.
Okay. Oh, we'll get to that in a bit. Other stuff on the show today, we'll play our card game. This is the game that is sweeping the whole of the FUBAR office.
That's right. Now that's what I call bridge.
That's right. So basically what we do, we take four cards from a normal pack of 52. I think we take out all the jokers and all the picture cards.
So not a normal pack of 52 at all.
We're kind of... How many are we down?
30-something.
30-something cards, right? So there's 30-something cards. Although I think I've now put the... pitch cards back in by accident, but we can sort that during a song, can't we? We've got time,
right? Yep.
Okay, so what happens is we take these cards and they all represent something different and we whittle it down. I mean, there's no point in me explaining it in full now because I'll explain it later, but basically use a pack of cards to pick a song from a Now That's What I Call Music album, and it's a gem.
It's much better than He Made That Sound Then.
It's a really good game. It is quite good.
It's a genius game,
but it does sometimes mean that we end up playing things like Tears for Fears, but hopefully not today. We'll play something good.
Yeah.
And I think we'll do that right at the end of the show. Before then, we've got the Daily Mail game.
Yep.
But do you know how that works?
Nope.
No, okay. So what you do with this, right? This is just another thing that my mind has just miraculously
just
come up with.
You just can't stop coming up with them, mate.
So many things. But we use the Daily Mail comments to try and work out what the story is.
Oh, it's good that.
Because I don't know if you read the Daily Mail comments, but they're quite entertaining sometimes.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, for all the wrong reasons, but they are hilarious, aren't they?
There's
a lot of people with too much time on their hands, so we thought we'd tap into that world.
Exactly.
We'd go, hello, people with too much time on their hands. We're going to use you for good.
So we got those.
A bit like Jeremy Kyle does.
Just like Jeremy Kyle, yeah. But we're like the Robin Hood version.
Exactly
using
right.
Using it for good. So we've got those two games, and we've also got a one-off random game, which Sam knows nothing about. It's called Duffel Shuffle.
Duffel Shuffle, right, okay.
Which we will explain later.
Right, so you're just giving me that's
Duffel
it.
Duffel Shuffle.
You didn't...
That's all you need.
You didn't send me a text. Normally, we read what's coming up on the show from a text that Lucy has sent me.
Yeah.
But that hasn't arrived this week.
What was the last
week.
Text I sent you?
The last text...
I genuinely have no recollection of what it was because I've been very sleepy this morning.
Right, let me have a look, flick through.
Are there any good ones?
You keep talking about a train that's going to be late.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I haven't...
I was texting you because I didn't think anyone else would be awake.
What, so you thought...
I thought Sam will be awake right now. I'll
yeah, I was,
him.
But yeah, exactly. I was just awake.
That's why I texted you.
So you said, my train's running a bit late, we're going to have a problem.
I just wanted some company.
Right, sorry, I was getting ready, I wasn't going to bother texting you back.
Slowly on the train.
Do you know what? I'm flicking.
All the business people.
I'll prepare some show stuff tonight and send it over. That email never came, so
right, no,
we have nothing.
It's all in my head, mate. Duffel Shuffle. Ready.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Oh, I know. There's this new science study that's out. And you know, there's science studies all the time, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
The people tell you all the time that red wine.
A new
red
study
wine,
reveals.
That red wine can make you fly or whatever it is.
Yes.
It's always red wine.
Yeah, or a bit of chocolate every day will make your hair grow longer.
Exactly. Or Calpol 6 times a day will make you superhuman. Which,
yeah.
Actually, if you try, it does work.
That one's true.
That one
the others
is
were
true.
Jokes,
yeah.
But the Calpol one is true.
That is true. So if you're an adult out there, if you're over 18,
yeah.
And you can, you know, you can tamper with one of those child locks
which
on
I
top of
which I still can't get into a lot
well,
of
I
time.
Can. I can. And let me tell you,
can
Lucy,
you?
6 times a day I go into that.
Oh,
and look
lovely.
At me now. Anyway, more like that to come in the show. Although, I don't know if I'll be able to keep this energy up for the whole time. I mean, I've just had a coffee now.
I thought you were just saying how awake and energised you are. Have you flagged already?
No, I'm expecting a flag because at the moment I'm sat down. When I stand up, that's when the flagging starts.
Why?
Because although I have an energetic top half,
yes,
I did some exercise about this time 24 hours ago.
Okay.
Which means my legs are now jelly.
Because you don't exercise.
Yes. Mm. Right, basically, I've had a shift change, which means that I don't start work till 1 p.m.
Whoa.
It's a dream. It
wow.
is a dream.
Lions.
Because I don't really do lions, because I like to get up and I like to get on. But it means I've achieved so much in the last couple of days. I've had a broken laptop, Lucy.
Right.
I took it to the shop on Monday morning. I've now already got it back, a
Whoa.
Fixed laptop. Can you believe that? I phoned the water company. I phoned the tax office.
What?
This is all in just a couple
You're
of days.
You're a changed man.
I know, this is unbelievable. And I've started running again. Something that I've not done for about 12 months, literally. And I did 5 kilometres yesterday.
Which I think that's pretty good. For a year of no exercise, I don't think I can do 5K without being sick.
I did have to walk some of it home. By that point, I'd already done about 5.5 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, that's okay. But I got around the corner, thought that I'd be able to see home. And I didn't. Do you know when it's like, oh, I thought it was close and that is, I'm done, I'm walking. And now, do you know, I got through the rest of the day, although at that point when I started walking, I thought, oh God, my legs cannot take this anymore.
Mm.
And then I had a shower, got on my day, legs fine.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning, and do you know when you do that thing like you just get out of bed? So this morning it was like I just got out, my mother's womb was expected to walk for the first time,
mm-hmm.
like Bambi on ice in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Just my legs going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I like get off the tube now or this one going up some stairs,
Aww.
I'm like an old man.
See, together we are like an incomplete human because I've got really sore arms because I did advanced Zumba last night.
Right, hang on.
Not just Zumba.
I've heard of
advanced
Zumba.
Advanced Zumba.
So what is advanced Zumba?
You shimmy more, I think, is the main difference. It's a lot harder. It's a lot more tiring.
Is it? It's just Zumba not for the beginners then?
Well, you can be a beginner. It's Zumba... kind of, not that I am one of these people because I was the worst in the class, but I think it's Zumba for fitter people.
Right, okay.
Because the thing about Zumba is that you can be really fit or really unfit. It doesn't really matter. You kind of put in what you want into it.
Of course.
Like, you could just walk around if you
want.
Yeah,
but you do get judged, surely. I've never been to a Zumba class, but if I was to go to a Zumba class, I would worry that people think...
Oh, no, thinking, you don't get judged at all. That's kind of the beauty of Zumba. It's like a really weird little microclimate of happy, generally happy women. Just going, shake what your mama gave you and stuff. So it's great. There's a lot of that nonsense.
There's a lot of that nonsense,
There's
right.
a lot of that and singing and dancing around. But I went to advanced Zumba last night, which, oh my God, nearly killed me.
How would you qualify for advanced Zumba?
Yeah, anyone can go, but it's really tiring.
Okay,
it's,
right.
It's like running for an hour, basically.
Right, okay. Running on the spot?
And like jumping around and leaping.
First time you've been?
First time and last time, advanced Zumba.
Okay, you're just
going to
return.
I will stick to my normal Zumba.
Right, okay, good for you.
But the teacher came up to me and my friend at the end. Both of us had never been before. And he went up to my friend and was like, oh, hey, you're new. What's your name? She's like, oh, Rebecca. And he was like, oh, thank you so much for coming, Rebecca. It was so nice to meet you. And he was shirtless, by the way.
Right, okay, this does not...
topless.
I would not expect a male Zumba teacher. I know this is 2016, but I thought the whole thing was like, it's girls, let's go and be empowered.
Girls can exercise too.
I thought it was about that.
Well, it is, but also I think it's evolved now. It started off as like a let's get women exercising.
Yeah.
Because, you know, men exercise a lot, whereas the whole thing about like, this girl can campaign.
Yeah.
As we had someone come on and talk about
we
last
did.
Year, actually.
Yeah, that was when the show was a whole lot more serious.
That was when I tried to do serious things and Stan made me stop.
I just didn't like it.
And he came up and he's like, oh, yeah, you were so good. Well done. And he looked at me and he went, hey, how are you? And I was like, good, thanks. And I thought he was gonna say like,
oh, you did so well too.
And he was just like, hey, how are you going, how's your little boy? And I was like, I don't have a little boy. And he's like, no, Hannah? And I was like, Lucy. And he went, oh my God, you're new? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you just have such friendly eyes, I assumed I knew you. I took a shot in the dark with the little boy and Hannah. And I was like, you just guessed that I'd have a little boy and be called Hannah. And yeah.
The little boy thing isn't too much. Right. And I'm not saying you look like someone who's already had a baby. But what I mean is, if when a woman gets a certain age, she will have kids most of the time. So him going...
A lot of women do have children.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that that has to be that, but a lot of people choose to have kids.
So him going, oh, how's your little boy, girl?
Right, so him taking a shot in the dark about you having a kid, I would say someone of your age... You are a bit young, but we've discussed this before.
Like the national average, because the national average in the UK, I think, is 28.
To have a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, okay, so you are a bit young.
So
but we
young.
Both look older than we are.
Yes.
Am I okay to say that?
Yes.
Okay. No, we do. We both look older than that, right?
Yeah.
So he then is thinking, oh, she's maybe 25, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Am I offending you? No. Just stop. At any point, if I offend you,
this
just
is
stop.
Not offensive. I'll go at 25, as long as it's not
right,
much
so he's thinking, she's 25. This is the thought process in his head. The national average may be 28 for someone to have a kid, but she looks about 25 and just looks a little bit mumsy. So I'm gonna guess.
Right, now I'm offended.
Right, okay.
So he's going, there's a 50%
chance. 50% chance here. She's got a kid. I'm going to take a stab at that 50%.
Yeah.
He then goes, does she look like she's got a little boy, a little girl? And then he takes... he's only got a 25% chance of you having a kid, in my head. I don't know about his.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm with you.
However, the Hannah thing... He's got no hope because there is so many girls' names in the world.
Why did he put a name on it?
And there's always more and more names.
Because like any sane person, I assumed, oh, there's someone in the class called Hannah with a little boy.
Who looks vaguely like me.
And that's who I'm assuming I am. But no, he was just literally guessing. He's like, oh, you have such friendly eyes. I assume I knew you and walked off.
Really?
And I was like, okay, thanks, mate.
I think he has known a Hannah before, maybe.
He must have. Because he was just like, ah, no, I was just guessing. I thought it was, I didn't know.
That sounds like he's maybe been round to visit Hannah after Zumba. Do you know what I mean? When the dad's got her little boy. That's what it sounds like.
Maybe. I think he was gay, but I don't think he'd be into Hannah.
I don't know. Like, I'd not been to a Zumba class, but this guy you're describing, what's his name?
I don't know,
actually. Pedro?
Yeah, let's go with Pedro.
I mean, I don't know if I'm being a little bit presumptuous there.
Let's call him Pedro.
But
Pedro, the advanced Zumba teacher.
But he is, like, South American, is he?
I don't know.
Mediterranean,
something
like that.
I'm not going to lie to you. And this is a big claim.
Yeah.
I think the accent was fake.
You are joking.
Because when I first heard it, I was like, oh, he's Eastern European. He's Eastern European.
Oh, it changed.
Yeah. But then it sounded a bit like what I did. Because when he was doing the class, I was like, well, he's definitely Eastern European.
Yeah.
And then he came over and spoke to us, and I was a bit like, oh, are you Spanish? Latin America? I don't know where you're from. And I was like, And my friend said, well, that's not his real accent.
Okay.
And I'm like, is he really putting that on?
So do you think this is an attempt to pick up girls?
Called Hannah with little boy.
So actually, he's called Jeff. He's from Brighton. Speaks like that normally. Just like, from, he's been around, lived in Brighton a long time. He's like that.
And then he saw the Zumba craze and he was like, hello.
Yeah, so
you can make a lot of money
in
doing
the day,
this.
Dave's a plumber. What do I call him? Jeff. Jeff's Jeff. A plumber. Yeah, he works just me. Me brother's work for my dad's company. And then he goes to Zumba in the evening.
By night then, Pedro. Hey, 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 hey.
That's
hey.
It.
Oppa.
Hello, ladies.
Go
welcome
ladies.
Along.
Ladies.
Right, let me get let me see those booty shakes.
Give me a shimmy. Give me a shimmy, ladies. Woohoo.
That's right, Judy in the front row. You look great tonight.
Come on up on stage, Hannah. Come on up on stage. Everybody clap, Hannah. Yeah.
During a song. Is that what he does? Stuff
literally,
like that?
Literally.
To this song as well?
Oh, God.
Zumba
she's,
classic.
She's the queen of Zumba.
Is it a bit, have you heard about these Beyonce parties that people have now?
No.
Where they only play Beyonce and everyone prays down to Queen B. No, this happens. This happened at a music festival last summer. I imagine Zumba classes to be like that, with like Shakira's face beamed onto a wall of a school
roll
gym.
Towards her.
That's
like,
it.
We love you, Shakira.
With Pedro at the front, going, everybody, oh hell, Shakira, Queen Shakira. Is that about the accent?
Step pull change.
And then, does Jeff ever come back in? Does he like, does the accent go a little bit?
Well, he went Polish at one point, so God knows.
I like this. We can get used
so
to this.
Good. Shake what your mama gave you, Sam.
Maybe I should go to Zumba then, because as I say, my legs are out of action for at least another 12 months
Zumba
now.
Zumba works all of your body as well.
And I don't know if you know this, but I do like a dance.
Yeah, I know you do.
I like those opportunities when you think no one's watching, you've got a care in the world, and you just go for it, right? And you describe Zumba to be that way, but there are people watching, but nobody cares.
No one cares at all. No, we're all rubbish here, really.
Because I sometimes just break into dance and people judge, but not at Zumba.
Not at Zumba, mate. We should work for them.
For Zumba?
Yeah, well,
no, Zumba aren't a brand, are they?
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Zumba is just a dance.
No.
It's
a big company. It's a big company and they all have matching t-shirts. They do. They all wear the green t-shirts. Anyone that's been to a Zumba class.
I don't know about this.
Oh my God, it is a brand. And you get the little card and you can go to 10
Well, that's
Zumba
ruins
classes.
It for me.
Well, the fact that it's a corporation now.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
But the thing is, I'm not going to say this with confidence. Zumba might be a thing. I think Zumba is a thing.
Yeah, of course it is. A Latin American type of dancing.
Right, that is like sort of aerobics, but with Shakira.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why not? Yeah, where Shakira is Queen Shaq.
Shakirobics and...
Shirobics, I like it.
Shirobics. There's that, but also I think Zumba is now also a brand.
Okay.
And you can buy the t-shirts that have a certain
font. You sure about that?
No, but nearly...
No, right, okay.
I'm nearly
so
sure.
You can't
and
say
have,
it.
Well, they have like similar playlists. Like halfway through, you always get It's Raining Men.
Really?
And you do the same
no,
dance
that's
move,
a good idea, actually.
Like, hand to your head.
Next
then,
time we do a show, and I can't promise it'll be next week because we barely ever do it week to week.
I mean, that's not true, but okay.
I reckon we do it. We put together our very own, and that's what I call Zumba playlist.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, because you can
that's
report
such a good
back.
Idea.
You can report back.
Yeah.
And we'll do the advert and I'll do Pedro.
Yep.
And I'll do it as if it was a Pedro doing and now that's what I call music album.
Brilliant. Sorted.
With hits from Shakira. Is that how he speaks? I have no idea.
Sometimes he does. Sometimes. You never know.
You never know what he might do next. Right. What we will do next is Lucy's job interview. I feel it's really important. She's got a job interview later today. I'm going to put her to the test with some quite serious questions, I think, after this. Last Shadow Puppets, Squid Aviation from the new album, which is going to be number one, by the way.
Settle heads to roll.
two guys that every boy of my age wants to be friends with. Alex Turner, Miles Kane, The Last Shadow Puppets. That track's called Aviation, taken from the new album, which has got a really good name, which escapes me. And a really good front cover. Like, it looks like Beyonce's on the front cover of the album.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, but I can't remember.
She's, like, doing this really, like, single ladies dance.
Oh, God, what's it called? This is awful that we don't know what this is called.
It's going to be number one on Friday, I'm sure it is. And they're playing Glastonbury Festival later in the year as well, which I'm excited about. You got your tickets for Glastonbury?
No, of course not.
I've got mine. No, paid it off this week. I hate to show off.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Sorry. Because I was going to try and get a few Glastonbury tracks in, but then I thought, not everyone's going.
No,
so it would be
like
a case
me.
Of simply me showing off.
Like
so,
me and most of our listeners.
That's very true. But it is about you now, Lucy. I'll stop banging about Glastonbury.
Did you mean everything you've come to expect?
From Last Shadow Puppets,
sorry,
yes.
Yeah, that
out now, go and get
me
it.
And all the other
okay.
listeners.
I don't know why we're so bothered about selling the album. It's not like we've got Alex Turner on the phone, is it?
Come on, guys, can you plug it? I really need your help.
No, Alex does not need our help.
Sorry to interrupt you, Flo. I just had to say that would bug
no,
me.
No, that's fine. It's fine, because you want to look like some kind of wealth of knowledge on new music.
Or I've just got a little googly thing in front of me.
Anyway, we'll get to this job interview now, I think, if that's all right. Because, basically, this isn't the reason we're pre-recording the show, but in about, what, 3 hours' time?
Yep.
You've got a job interview.
Eek. Yep.
Not the first ever job interview.
No,
but this one's
first.
Quite serious, right?
It's quite a big one. It's for, like, an actual proper job, like 9 to 5-y.
Yeah, so it's a big deal.
Job.
Okay, so I thought I'd put you through your paces, which is not only fun for me, but also it is good for you.
Okay.
It is, though. You might as well do this now.
Yep. An interview practice right before my interview would be brilliant. I just hope it's not going to throw me off too much, Sam.
No, think of this as a practice paper for your GCSEs.
All right, okay.
Oh, God. Are you ready?
They didn't play this during GCSE, French.
No, and they probably won't play this later on today, but I just want to just keep the tensions up, okay?
Okay, I'd like it if they did.
So who wants to be a millionaire music? So I'd highly doubt it. Unless you're meeting Chris Tarrant for some whatever he's doing on some new project.
Who my ex-boyfriend once had to rescue from a sunbed. Sorry, continue.
Have you just been saving that Chris Tarrant story for if ever Chris Tarrant comes up, I've got a go-to story.
I've been waiting for you to mention Chris Tarrant. Like, one day he'll mention Chris Tarrant.
It's a bit like me, right? I once interviewed the Weasley twins as a 9-year-old. They never come up anymore. It's really annoying. Anyway, right, take it seriously now. Come on.
Okay, sorry. Okay, no, I'm in the zone.
Okay. Right, first of all, Lucy, nice to meet you. I'm Sam.
Nice to meet you.
Right, shake hands. Okay. Right, feel free to take a seat.
Thank you.
How are you feeling today?
Good, thank you. Yeah, how are you?
Right, we're now in the zone, by the way.
I'm in the zone.
So
I'm zoning
actually
it.
Pretend that I'm your future employer about to give you a new job.
Okay.
Don't think of me as Sam.
Yep.
The Jack the Lad. The Joker.
Yeah, that's what I think of you.
Yeah. That crazy kid I do radio with. Right, just think I'm just a normal guy. I'm a normal guy now. Your future
employer.
It's
going to take a lot for me to imagine that you're just a normal guy.
No,
but
hang
I'm
on.
Sure I can manage
do you
it.
Do you want to do this properly or not?
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
stop telling
you.
Me off.
Okay.
Okay.
Luce, thanks very much for coming down to see us today.
No, thanks for having me.
Oh, that's okay. It's literally going to be 10 minutes of your time, because we're interviewing like another 60-odd people, so it is going to be quite tough.
Okay.
But I think I'd cut straight to the chase, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I'll start off by, your weaknesses do seem relatively obvious to me, but what about your strengths?
Strengths? My strengths are, I'm confident.
Okay.
I'm a highly skilled journalist.
Okay.
Highly
skilled? How highly skilled did you say?
As in, like, really high. Like
yeah, but how high?
Higher than this building.
Wow, okay, well.
Higher than this building skilled.
That's a criticism, isn't it, of the publication I work for?
Maybe.
Okay. Also, I would say that although confidence can sometimes be a strength, often a weakness as well, and I think
okay.
you just proved it. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. It's fine.
Okay, next question. We'll move on. That's fine.
Yeah.
There's plenty more for you to get right, because that one certainly didn't go right for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you.
You don't seem like a natural leader, Lucy, but have you ever shown leadership skills?
Yeah, I have. I was captain of all the sports teams at school.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah, but this is not school, is it? This
and
is the
I worked for... I was a team leader at a local political
right.
office.
Okay, can you expand on that for me? Because that sounds quite interesting.
I don't think I'm meant to say more about that, am I? When you're broadcasting. And I know that because I've done broadcasting law. And okay. I know I'm not meant to go on about one particular political party.
All right, just to let you know, we are a newspaper. We're online, but we don't really do... we don't really do the TV stuff. So the broadcasting, it's great, but that's not of interest, okay, to me.
Okay.
Right.
I'm sick.
Next question. Do try to remain realistic when I ask you this question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And as I say, just remain realistic. There's no point, you know, starting to dream because I've got another 60 people I need to see today. So let's just keep it on a level, all right?
5 years' time, I would see myself, ideally, if I get this job, still working for your publication, but maybe at sub-editor level.
Sub-editor level, okay. In 5 years?
Yeah.
Really? Based on, okay, well, no, that's fine. I did tell you not to dream too big, but... Okay, next question. And like all these questions, there's no pressure on this. And particularly on this one, I'm saying no pressure because I don't want you to feel that... Like
okay, the music indicates otherwise, but okay.
Okay, no pressure on this question because it may be tough for you, this one.
Okay.
If you can't think of anything, don't worry. But is there anything that springs to mind, like your big achievements?
My biggest achievement.
Your greatest achievement.
My greatest achievement.
Let's keep it proper English. I know I didn't use proper English, but I'm not the one being interviewed, so come on.
My greatest achievement is my radio show on FUBAR Radio with Sam Hutt.
Okay, I mean, if you're going to slip into that baby voice when we're in the office, it's not going to work for me, okay? All right. And what's the show?
The Sam and Lucy show on
FUBAR
Radio.
Okay, I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, thousands have.
Thousands have. Okay, well, maybe that. Maybe
if
I'm
not
in the
millions.
Wrong. Okay, well, that's fine. That's quite a good answer then, I guess. I imagine there's a number of things, but if I was to sit down with your best friend now, what's his or her name?
Fairby.
Right, okay, if I was to sit next... Fairby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an interesting name. If I was to sit down with Fairby now and say to her, what is the one thing that you need to improve of? As I say, there's probably a number of things, but what would you say is the standout thing Fairby thinks that you need to improve on?
I think she would say I need to improve on doing less. I'm just so busy and try and tackle okay. so much.
Right, I see what you've done there. You tried to flip it, and a lot of people make that mistake, but I just want an honest answer there, okay?
All right, wash it up.
Next one. This would never, ever happen in a million years, but if I were to give you 1,000 English pounds right now, how would you go about doubling it in 24 hours?
I would double it by...
Let's keep it clean.
Buying a car... And scamming someone into selling it for double the price by turning the clock back, like the mileage back.
Okay. That isn't a bad answer.
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Glad you like that.
On the off chance that all these other people I'm interviewing later today aren't very good, why should I hire you?
Because I make really, really, really ridiculously good Victoria sponges, and I will bring one into the office every Friday.
Every Friday, okay. That's not a bad answer. That means you're offering something.
Yes.
As you can kind of see, you've walked through our office. Everyone is kind of on the keep fit thing, so I wouldn't, you know.
Friday treat.
Don't be a feeder. We don't want a feeder in our office.
Oh, no, that's all I can bring.
This is a media company in that there London. We only eat avocados. Okay, just. I know you're from Brighton, you're not from this London.
No, I don't understand it. I just eat vegan cake.
Okay, vegan cake's fine in this office, but let's not over it, you know.
I'll bring in some vegan
pounds. I don't want fat employees. Okay, this one's... I'm going to go a bit more fun now, Lucy, if you don't mind. We've been quite serious,
yep.
But next question. How are you feeling so far? You all right? Taking a sip of your drink?
I'm taking a sip.
Yeah?
I'm a bit sweaty.
Okay, now as I say, it's a bit more... Bit of fun now. What song best sums up your life?
Oh,
in the
gosh.
Song title, please.
I bet that she looks good on the dance floor.
Is that something that's been said to you?
I mean, people think it. I can see it in their eyes.
My eyes right now?
I can see it in Pedro the Zumba teacher's eyes.
I bet she
looks good on the dance floor.
This is a serious job interview. I don't know whether you've been to Zumba or what or who this Pedro character is, but let's try and...
I don't like it.
Okay, that's not the answers that I was expecting. Just based upon first impressions, I've only met you in the last 10 minutes, but I would say Avril Lavigne, Complicated, Justin Bieber, Sorry, and Beyonce, Single Ladies. Were some answers that you could have given.
Oh!
Next one. If you were a brand, what would be your motto?
Oh, my God. Eat more Victoria sponge.
It's not that catchy, is it?
Yeah. I'll be saying it.
Okay, finger licking
good.
By the
water cooler.
They'll be saying it. Now I feel like you're getting a bit aggressive with me, and it's not about that. I'm here.
I think I've given up at this point.
Have you? Okay, then we'll finish there then. Just, I guess, Have you got any questions for us?
How much are you going to pay me?
Okay, well, maybe I'll rephrase that. What are your salary expectations? I'll flip that on its head.
I want a minimum of £50,000 a year.
Okay, you really have given up at this point, haven't you? Because I don't know
is
what...
Is that realistic?
I don't know what the company
is. Is that what people get paid in that London?
I don't know what company you're going for. I really don't.
Yep.
But straight out of uni, 50 grand.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to work, I don't know, in like Canary Wharf as one of those bankers, not going to happen.
I could do that. I can add up.
But is that where you're going?
No.
You're going to work in the media industry.
Yeah.
So your salary expectations need to have gone way down.
Oh.
Really far
40
down.
40 grand?
No, sorry. That's it. I mean, we're done now. I've got somebody else coming in. So I think if you could just leave, Lucy.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Look,
thanks.
I'm listening
bye.
To Craig David
thanks.
Now.
Bye. Thanks.
Get out.
Bye. Thank you for your time.
You've really, really messed...
I'll leave the cake at the door.
No, do you know what? Craig is going to have to be paused there. I've got literally got a 5-minute break between you and my next interviewee. And you've ruined my Craig David time.
Is that what you do in between interviews? Listen to a bit of Craig?
Yes.
Bust
yes,
a move.
I do.
Zumba in between.
Well, meeting people like you all the time, is it gets a bit much.
So you need Craig David to cheer you up?
Yes.
All right, I'll just...
And I particularly like it when he's with Blonde. On something that's pretty new, actually. Lucy, you failed. You're done.
All
There's
right.
no point in you going later, to
Thanks,
be fair.
Mate. Started out being friends. I had my girl and you had him. Would have known where it had been. Cause I'm holding you tight in the middle of the night. After we just finished up making. We both waited weathered the storm. Could have cheated but knew that'd be wrong. Even though we came close. Had to get you out of my mind. I did not do in time. If I slipped, you committed a crime. More than just a feeling. This is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters. Long as there's you and me, there's us. And I'm letting you go. No, I ain't found nothing like this. Like this. Cause girl, you're the truth. All alone, I was here for you. Wait until the timing was right. Give me the green light. I'll show you, girl, what you've been missing. More than just a feeling. This is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters. Long as there's you and me, there's us. And I ain't letting you go. I ain't found nothing like this. Life can be so unpredictable sometimes. Gotta be ready to read between the lines too. You feel me? More than just a feeling. This is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters. Long as there's you and me, there's us. And I
David's got bored yet of people going, oh, he's back, he's back, Craig David is back, he's in some kind of Craig David renaissance, we're back in 1999. Just everyone needs to be quiet, right? That's the way that every single radio DJ is coming off the back of Craig David at the moment. We get it, he's back. Just treat him as a normal pop star now, because in another 12 months time we are going to be sick to death of him. Rant over.
I was Craig David, quite angry about
Craig
that.
David and Blonde, nothing like this, new music from him. Because apparently he's back. We get it.
All right, calm down, mate.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've
now
never seen anyone
I'm calm.
Get so passionate about Craig David.
Can someone get me a drink?
You're all right now.
I'm fine, yeah.
Right, can I cheer you up?
Go on, you can try. I mean, I highly doubt it.
Right.
But go for it.
So basically, something has happened in my life that has inspired me to play a little game with you.
Zumba?
No, it is not Zumba for once. I have other chat apart from Zumba. It's actually about my mobile phone.
Okay.
My fruit-based device, right?
Your fruit-based device, yeah,
basically,
which most people have.
As you know, on the side of the fruit-based device, everybody, there's the button that locks the screen or turns it off.
Really?
Or on the top. Mine's if you've got an old one.
Okay, yeah.
So I got a new fancy one.
Okay.
New fancy one gone down broke.
Right, so you've got a broke phone.
Because I dropped it, and now the side button doesn't work, so I cannot lock the screen at okay. any time, and I cannot turn it off.
Right.
And that has ended up with a lot of problems for me. I'm not going to lie to you.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yes. Now,
because you're, what, like, pocket calling people?
Well, this is exactly it. It's okay. pocket calling, it's texting, it's playing song, because obviously it's an iPhone, it's got all my music on it, it's got my podcast.
Right.
Anything that I was listening to. And I wear a big duffel coat.
Okay.
Not today, because I've been smart for my interview. Okay. I've got a big duffel coat.
Well, would you say, you've called me all black.
Shut up.
You've called me all black, so.
Right, okay. Anyway.
I should have brought that up in the interview, shouldn't I?
What, why am I? I've got a colourful scarf that I'm going
to okay,
jazz
well, that's
it
good,
up
to
with.
Jazz it up, yeah.
Yeah, look, make me look a bit stylish and mean.
But then when you do go to the funeral afterwards, you can take the... Right,
yeah, okay. Anyway. So, I'm wearing a big duffel coat.
You can always start which is actually friendly when there's the pause, like, did he just say that?
We'll talk about this later, Samuel.
Okay,
right.
Yeah,
so
duffel coat.
Chuck it in the pocket. Stuff happens. All of these things, I've written them down, all of these have happened to me in the past week. I've got five things happened to me in the past week.
Okay.
And I want you, in a Cards Against Humanity style game, to try and come up with the creative responses, or the correct one. You get points for both.
Right.
I'll give you the start of what, the setup of what happened, and you tell me what my phone did in the game we are now calling Duffel Shuffle.
Duffel Shuffle, right. So these are, just to be clear,
yep.
because I think I get it.
Yep.
But it's all happened quite quickly.
It happened very quickly. Because
right.
you threw me off with insulting my clothes.
No,
and
it's all right.
I was quietly thinking if I have enough money to go
so
buy another dress.
You've not only been pocket calling people, you've been pocket texting people, playing songs,
playing
transferring
podcasts,
money,
leaving voicemails.
Right.
It's been doing everything.
Everything that your phone is capable of, it's been doing on its own in your pocket.
Basically, it's been a nightmare because it's completely broken. It's just been doing random things.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a setup to a scenario of something that's happened in the past week.
Okay.
And you give me the end of it, like Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, I like
this. If it's creative, you get a point.
Okay.
If it's bang on the mark, you get 2 points.
So, right. You tell me what the phone has done. I have to then guess the next bit.
So, like, for example, I'm going to give you a setup where I was and it played a song. What song did it play?
Okay. Right. Okay, well, this is good.
Let's do it. Can you give me a bed? Like I asked for?
You did ask for one, didn't you?
Yeah.
What about this one, the one we always play?
Oh, for God's sake.
Just makes sense.
I'm fed up of it. The others must be... Oh, my... anyway. All right. All right. Duffel Shuffle. Round one.
There we go.
I was on the bus on my own, very, very busy bus, early in the morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Why is it so busy at 7?
Everyone going to uni, innit? Learning, innit?
Your uni starts at 7 a.m.
No, there's early class at 8, like if you want to go to this early lecture thing.
Oh my, who goes?
Me. So.
On your own.
My phone, out of the middle of nowhere, I hadn't been listening to it.
Okay.
In my pocket, started playing a song, full blast. What was that song?
On the bus. Okay, so there's a lot of things I need to take in consideration here.
Mm-hmm.
First things is, this obviously was embarrassing or else this wouldn't have made the game.
Yeah.
So I know to set the bar quite high on the embarrassment scale.
Mm-hmm.
I also then need to take into consideration what would be on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you have a relatively good taste in music.
Thank you, please.
You're not
I'm not so sure about the relatively, but okay. It's accurate, but harsh.
But you do like an old school classic, so I'm not going to go for something that new and embarrassing. I'm going to go for something quite old.
Yep.
I don't know what you'd find particularly embarrassing, though. I guess just because it's the unexpected,
mm-hmm.
some kind of hip-hop track, maybe some cheesy hip... R. Kelly Ignition.
Oh, no, that's incorrect, but I'm going to give you a point because I like that a lot. It was actually the theme to Hawaii Five-O.
Right, okay, so why is that on your phone?
God knows.
I could never expect that, could I?
Right, next. My phone texted And I believe it used, do you know, on an iPhone, basically sometimes it comes up with words that you might want to say next.
Predictive text.
Like the, but where you click it in advance. Yeah, predictive.
So it's predictive, but there's a bit more choice,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah, so it comes up with like, oh, I am your, or whatever. I think it used that, and it sent a text to my old boss, as in a boss from an actual proper 9-to-5-y office job
okay,
I used to do.
Yes, you did in the summer, right?
That I did in the summer. It sent a text to him who I didn't know very well and did not know I still had his number. What did the text say? It is, I'm going to give you a little help, it was four words.
How has your phone managed to text four words?
I honestly don't know how this is happening.
These four words obviously don't make any grammatical sense because they're random words.
No, but they are regularly occurring words, four words.
Because obviously the iPhone knows what you... Okay, I get it. I'm going to go for the.
Right.
I mean, this is very difficult, isn't it?
Well, that's why you get points for creativity, Samuel.
Oh, right, okay. I mean, what's the worst possible thing you could text your boss? Fancy a date? Fancy a date? That's three. Fancy a date night is pretty horrendous.
Fancy a date night. Okay, well, you're definitely getting a point for that because that would have been even worse. It actually said, me and you, yes.
Okay, so that does
so
make a grammatical sense.
I'm giving you a point because you were quite close with the whole fancy and date and stuff. It was
oh
me
my
and
God.
You. Yes, which he hasn't replied to, and I'm not going to rectify.
Oh, no.
That's completely true.
How okay. old is this guy?
Like 40.
Okay, so in the back of his head, he actually may be considering that this could be a thing. He's stewing at his desk at the moment, thinking, is she worth leaving my wife and kids? Is it worth it?
Right, the next one. So, here's the scenario. I'd called a friend... I was meant to be meeting up with a friend of mine, okay? We were meant to be going for dinner together. I realised I had no money, I couldn't really go for dinner, and I just... I was a bit like, oh no, I'm going to stay
You didn't want to go. Right, I get this, I cancel on people all the time.
Yeah. So I called her up and cancelled.
Okay.
And then I ended up, some friends of mine were like, oh, we're all going to the pub, different group of friends. And
oh,
I was like,
for God's
and I was
sake.
Like, oh, I'd quite like to do that.
Because they're much less boring,
well,
is it?
There's or? More of them. They're like, I wouldn't want to cancel on like.
You're
like,
a fickle friend.
Fickle friend. So I ended up going to the pub. What did my phone decide to do in that scenario?
Well, it obviously texted her. Oh, God. Even worse, it didn't pocket call her.
Yes.
And then she could hear all the fun you were having.
Yes! 2 points to Samuel. It left a voicemail of me clearly shouting, get in, playing pool at the pub.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So how does she then react?
Again, no response from this.
How friendly are you with this girl?
Oh, really close friends.
Okay, so she's like, what's Lucy up to?
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to not see her again for another 6 months.
Oh, no, I'll see her tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's okay then. At least you'll rectify it tomorrow. Hopefully.
Okay, so we've got two more.
So you've had a really bad week.
Okay, we've got two more. This one, my sister was asking for some advice.
Right.
Yeah, and she was basically asking for fashion advice.
Okay. It's odd that she'd come to you, isn't it?
Right, enough.
Okay.
Enough, Samuel. There's only so much I can take.
Was that a pocket
in one
call?
Show. And she sent me...
Does she mean send that text to you?
And she sent me a picture of this dress from the front and from the back.
The one that looks different colours?
And she said...
Is it black? Is it white?
She said, does my bum look big in this?
Okay.
What did it say?
What
two words.
Predictive text?
It sent back two words.
Yes, massive.
You get 1 point for yes. It was yes, obviously.
Oh, no. Even worse. It's not just massive. It's obviously it's
right.
massive.
Now, the final one you're going to really hate me for. So I'm going to need to do a lot of explaining on the other end of it to get out of this situation.
Okay.
Because you're going to hate me, but I will explain it. I was in a lesson, quite a casual lesson. So I could, like, text and stuff like
okay,
that.
What do they call it? A seminar, is it?
Yeah, like a chatty seminar. But then they were like, right, we're going to do a mock now. Can you put your phones away? And we're like, oh, God.
Okay, yeah, so serious.
So I chucked my phone in. And it actually wasn't my duff coat pocket. I put it in my bra because I didn't have a pocket.
Yeah, classy.
So I just popped it there. You know how classy I am. And then about 30 seconds later, it started playing something.
From your, what is it, your boob?
From my boob. What did it start playing?
I'm too sexy for this shirt.
I'm gonna narrow it down for you. It was a podcast.
This show?
Yes!
Oh my God.
There's a
God.
Reason, but yes.
You were
so
listening
then
back
our
to...
our voices started playing.
From your boob?
From my boob. In the middle of a mock exam.
And did they realise it was your voice? Did everyone in that room know that you do this show?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's rather embarrassing. Well, why were you even listening to us?
Because I was listening to it because someone was... Because basically my guy that's helping me with radio was telling me about my voice.
Okay, and what did he say about your voice?
And he was like, let's listen back to your
bit monotone.
Thing.
Is it? Because I could have told you.
He says my voice is not good for doing actual news reporting.
Because it's not serious enough.
Because it's not serious enough. Okay. Because I'm too silly. And he was like, let's listen to your show. And I was like, well, I'm not trying to be serious on that.
No, definitely not.
But then it played
but
out.
But then next to me, perhaps you do seem a little bit more serious.
Well, exactly. Next
is that
to
what
you,
he
anyone
said?
Does.
Yeah.
Well, you got 7 out of 10 there on Duffel Shuffle, so well done, mate.
Is this going to continue?
Well, hopefully I'll get a new phone by then because this is driving me mad.
No, don't
it's
get another
Look
new phone because I think that game works. That's cool.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I like that. Bring it back.
All right, Duffel Shuffle will be back at some point in the near future.
One thing we haven't mentioned, whether it's coming up today or not, is our listener introducing track.
Oh, Listener Spotted Pick of the
Listener
Week.
Spotted Pick of the Week. I'm glad you remember their name. Are we going to do that today?
No.
No, that's fine, because it is the morning. I've sprung it upon you. But one artist in the past that we've been introduced to is a bloke called Anderson .Paak.
Woo, Anderson .Paak, one of my favourites.
Who have now become obsessed with.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
We didn't play this song originally. I think we played another track called... Heart Don't Stand a Chance.
Yes.
That was the track that got
From
introduced
Andrew
to us.
Andrew Crouch, our listeners spotted.
But then since then, I've discovered this track with Schoolboy Q. It's called Am I Wrong? Sam and Lucy on Fubar Radio. We're till 10 o'clock this evening, or in our world, actually 11:30 in the AM. We recorded, aren't we?
Voila. Yeah. I'm only coming out to play. Nothing more that I hate in this life. The wrong impression, I only have one to make. You can open your palm, waiting to catch a break. The cards are far where they may. And what about me? I believe in fate. Huh. They wanna know where I'll be in 5. Huh. But what about today? What about tonight? Only one at a time. So precious is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. My life, my life. Yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, then she can't ooh? Yeah. Am I wrong to say if she can't dance, then she can't ooh. Hey, I never wanna waste your time. My life, so precious, is yours, is mine. And look at the time. My God, so precious, is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. So precious, is yours, is mine, only one at a time. My life, my life.
Rock the love boat, get high to get low. Kill the Merlot, step in your fast boat. You pick up, we gon' go. Make love once more, we rest and I'll call. Doodle that, 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 hey. Break you off in your Kit Kat cat, hey. Never seen no one this gorgeous. Pay your whole damn mortgage. But when you look at the time, hey, still you the one on the mind, hey. Still you the topic of prime, hey. Thank God that it's Friday. Tonight let's be the life of the party. So precious is yours, is mine. And look at the time. My God. So precious is yours, is mine. We'll be right back.
smile. And look at the time. My God. So precious. It's yours, it's mine.
Anderson .Paak, Schoolboy Q, and a little blast of our bed there, our quiz bed.
Because yeah, Sam was trying out being a DJ. He wanted to see if he could remix stuff together.
No, it was literally just because I put a fader up that I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know you're trying to style it out there, but I'm not about that. I'm about the truth. I like the truth nuggets. I like to drop
as
truth bombs.
As boring as it may be, you'll stick to the truth.
What? Why? What? There's no point in pulling wool over people's eyes. I tried earlier to suggest we pretend this is live. You said no. It's all about the truth. I'm a truthful person, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, fair enough.
That's what I said. You do like to be honest.
I do like to be honest, yeah.
You're very open and honest with people.
Exactly right. And it's interesting you say that because I was about to talk to you about something similar.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I really want, like, I think we'll play some music for this just because I want to feel like
can
nice
it not
and
be
happy.
The do, do.
No, we're going to do something nice and happy because it's good news for people like me. These people, right, who live. Life, I like to just show people how I feel all the time.
Mm-hmm. You're quite an emotional young person.
If I get upset about something, I'll cry. And equally, if I don't like what you've just said to me, mm-hmm. or I don't like something you're doing, I will react in the same way a 3-year-old does.
Yeah.
I'm known for my tantrums.
Yes.
Okay?
I don't think I've ever seen one, but I've heard.
So, yesterday, I got a text from a flatmate asking me to buy bin bags on the way home. I don't mind doing that, but it was the tone. And that meant...
the tone of a text.
The tone of the text. So that meant when I got in, I had no interest in speaking to her.
You're mad. What did she say?
She said... Right, shall I read it
to you? Did she not say please or something?
She did, but it was all in caps.
Oh, so she said please?
Right, I'll read it to you now.
Are you actually all right,
hon? This arrived all in caps. Emergency. New text. Could you get bin bags, please? All in caps, right? To me, there's a tone in that if you're using caps. So when I got in, despite having a new flatmate that I was about to meet for the first time, because right. I was in mood with Georgia...
Yeah.
I just went upstairs, pretended I had my headphones in. Which I did have headphones in, just nothing playing. But anyway, that's an example of me wearing my heart on my sleeve. Other examples, I used to love having a cry every mm-hmm. house party I went to when I was about 15.
Oh, were you that guy?
I was that guy, yeah. Three can Sam, and then just cry. That just it could be about anything as well.
15-year-old me would have taken the piss out of you so
I know,
much.
Of course, as most girls did when I was that age.
You deserve it, mate.
What? No, don't say that.
Three counts.
See, this is what
I like. That that's gonna stick.
No, that did stick. It's not gonna stick. I had that all ever since I started drinking at, like, you know, bang on 18 years old.
Yeah.
That was what I was called.
Three can Sam.
Yeah.
I like it.
And that thing of, like, always crying, always throwing tantrums, always just being emotional in many different ways meant that I didn't really... I wasn't hit with the girls always. Is that fair to say?
I think that's definitely fair to say.
Like, because we talked about this on the show before. Well, I don't really have a love life. So you talk about your love life a lot.
Right.
And that's mainly because I want to know what it's like to have one. Whereas I just go to work, just go home. Watch a bit of football. That is my life. I'm not like you, where I'm like Tinderella.
I'm not Tinderella.
Well, okay.
I'm not.
You're not Tinderella. Whatever you want to call yourself then, I don't know.
Just because you're jealous, because your Tinder profile's god awful.
Yes, well, it's almost non-existent, isn't it? It's pointless, my Tinder profile. But there is good news for people like me. Because I think actually, I'm reflective of a lot of boys out there.
A lot of people in general. Girls as well.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, what's that? What's the girl from that sitcom woman? That girl who...
Right, you're going to have to give me more than that girl from that sitcom.
She's quite a big woman. It's about her life. It's a sitcom about her life.
Big as in tall? Miranda Hart?
Miranda Hart, yeah. That's her. So I think I'm the male version of Miranda Hart.
Right, okay.
Like, just nothing goes for me.
And you fall over a lot.
But I also don't really mind too much. Like, some people get really annoyed if, like, I haven't been with a girl in, like, 3 weeks. Doesn't bother me. But I think that's because I've come to cope with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, but now, finally, there's good news for me.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
I do not need to hide my feelings anymore.
Why is that, then?
Because a new study has revealed, right, that people who wear their heart on their sleeve are attractive.
Right.
So if I was to go into a nightclub now and start crying, I mean, not now, because
quarter to 11 on a Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. but maybe quarter to 11 Friday night and just burst into tears. Apparently, the fact I'm showing emotion triggers something in potential suitors' brains for them to go, aww.
Right, I've got a lot of questions here.
Okay.
First of all, who's done this study?
University of Tübingen.
Of?
Tübingen.
Which is in?
I'm just going to Google that now, actually.
Okay, University of Tübingen. Yeah. Do you know anything about the method of this study? Like how they come to that conclusion?
Yeah.
How?
So they showed video clips of people showing emotion, right? Mm-hmm. Some people kind of, they showed facial expressions and clips of people acting to certain scenarios. And apparently the ones that got the most reaction were the clips where people were showing a lot of emotion. Not the clips where people are staying coy, staying cool, you mm-hmm. know, being a bit mysterious, like we've been led to believe is attractive. Apparently, you are most attractive, according to this study, to people who just go for it. Whether it's cry, get angry, whatever. That's what
okay,
people like.
Here's my next thing. This makes sense to me. And I understand it's a scientific study.
It's in Germany.
University
of Tübingen.
Good,
yeah.
Okay.
And they don't mess around, do they, the Germans? We know this about them.
They know what they're at. They know what they're doing.
They like things straightforward. They like the facts. And this is a fact.
So, if we're going by this, this is a fact. I'm not disputing the study. I'm sure it's right. But you saying that if you go into a club at 11 o'clock on a Friday night and burst into tears, that's not what having your heart on your sleeve means, Sam.
What is it then?
That doesn't just mean crying. It means being honest about your emotions.
I am honest about my emotions.
So you're just
I
always
like to cry.
Yeah, but that just means you're sad. Like you're really sad all the time.
I don't know if it does me.
And that doesn't mean you're. That doesn't necessarily make you attractive if you're just crying.
Oh come on, that's a bit. I think that's unfair.
Why is that?
Well, according to this study, I am attractive because I cry.
So would you find it attractive if every time you saw this girl that you kind of fancied a bit, she was just crying?
Not all the time, but I'd like to...
Just every Friday night in the club?
No, if she's comfortable with emotions, you know, if she likes a good cry, why not?
Okay.
So you're saying just don't cry as often?
Maybe limit it the clubbing scenario.
I mean, let's say you were to see me on a night out, right?
Right, God forbid.
And obviously, we wouldn't be doing this radio show together, we're just two different people, and say you thought, oh, he's not bad looking. I don't know if that would happen, but just say. Right?
Unlikely, but I will imagine.
Okay, yeah.
I'll put myself
this is hypothetical.
In the hypothetical situation.
Great. And then you could just see me. It's a little tear running down my face. And you were to go up to me and say, what's up with you? And I'd be like, oh, my flatmate's done it again.
Done what? What's your flatmate done?
He's left toast crumbs in the butter. And it's really bothering me.
Yeah, then
and
what happened?
Well, nothing. That's just what's upset me.
That's it?
Yeah.
That there's crumbs in the
Yeah,
in
but
the
I wear the heart on my sleeve. You're supposed to find that attractive. So I'm crying.
Taxi!
Right, okay. So it doesn't work.
No.
I wondered if I could rewrite my little Tinder profile.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so
where's heart on sleeve?
Because at the moment,
and then you can send a link to the study in your Tinder profile.
Yeah, this is it. Because I think at the moment, like anybody from the north who lives in London, your Tinder profile has to say Northerner living in London, right? So that's how mine starts.
Yeah.
Northerner living in London. I'll rewrite it now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not typing this into my phone. I'll type it to my laptop and I can copy and paste it over.
Good.
Northerner living in London.
Right, you have to start with that.
Doing some what do I say my job or is that? Do people like
well,
that?
Well, radio, that might be attractive to some people.
What do you
radio
think?
Radio presenter.
No, because that's a lie. We
radio
can't call this.
Radio producer.
Okay. Radio producer. I mean, I suppose they do present. Is this presenting?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Is it? Right, okay. So radio producer and part-time and sometimes presenter.
Oh, no, because that sounds rubbish now.
That sounds like I'm at a community station.
Yeah.
Talking about the fates.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, radio producer who isn't afraid...
To have a good old cry.
To have a good old cry. Old cry.
P.S. Bring your own bin bags and don't put crumbs in the butter.
Okay. No. I don't know, because that's flatmate situation. If I actually was to get together with somebody, they may be forgiven, because there's obviously different rules.
Right, okay, so they are allowed to put
They're
crumbs
allowed,
in
yeah.
the butter.
Of course they are. Right, you may think it's unattractive for a man to cry. For a man to cry. However, according to a study...
See link here.
By a university...
From Germany.
In Germany.
Brackets, we know that it must be true then, because they're yep. on it.
I am actually very attractive.
So there.
So give me a shot. I bet your mum... You might... I
bet
always,
your mum would like me.
Yeah. You may not find me attractive. What's a good way of putting it? You may not like me initially, but I guarantee your mum will like me.
Yeah. I mean, if that doesn't get super liking, I don't know what will.
That's been a long-term problem for me. Mums just love me.
Mums love you. It's just their daughters don't.
Yeah, I think that's something to work with there. I can start doing this Tinder thing a bit better. What do you think?
I think you're going to get a lot of super likes.
Thank you.
When I look back to before we were together, there was no pressure, no pain, just pleasure. We were young, you took my breath and filled your lungs up. I held my tongue and swept up all your poison. You get high, act like I need rescue in your walk. On thin ice, you don't realize I'm alright tonight. If I like, you can keep that piece of me. I'll come through, I'll prove, don't need you. It ain't how it used to be. You lost out, and now I found that I don't need that piece of me. I'll let you keep that piece of me. Falling into emptiness, I've forgotten my mind. Faithless tears that I cried, I lost my whole life. Everything to live for, now I shed my old skin. I thought I'd give in, but loving isn't losing. You get high, act like I need rescue. And you're walking on thin ice. You don't realize I'm alright tonight. Live my life, you can keep that piece of me. I've come through.
Becky Hill. Those guys do like working together, done quite a lot of stuff, and this is the latest one. It's called Piece of Me. I think you can get it now. Really like this. Making me want to book my holiday. I've got my Glastonbury tickets. Don't like to talk about it. I think I'm going to go to Best of All, but don't
oh,
have a
you?
Holiday. Yeah.
I think think I'm going to Best of All.
Oh, really? I'll drop you a text.
Right, okay, we'll have to make sure I don't go to that festival then. I'll go somewhere else instead. I'll go Wilderness or something instead.
Okay, I've never heard of Wilderness. Is that quite a cool one, is it?
Yeah.
Isn't the one that's Wildlife, isn't that right near you in Brighton?
Yes.
Why don't you go to that one? That would make sense.
I could do that as well. That'd be good. But I quite like going away.
Really?
Yeah.
I do find at this time of the year, you start spending loads of money. Because you like to, everyone likes to have one of those summer. When someone goes, oh, what are you doing this summer? You just like to have a list ready to go and go, yes, I'm going to have a better summer than you.
Well, this is the thing. I've spent, actually not too much money, but I've only spent money on one thing.
So far, right?
So far that I've got prepared.
And it's not a festival ticket?
It's not a festival ticket, okay. Because it's me. What is it going to be? It's a holiday, obviously.
Okay, yeah. So imagine some kind of spa break.
No. I'm going on a holiday with a bunch of friends.
Okay. Girls on tour.
Girls and guys on tour.
Right, okay, well, this is different.
There's 9 of us going to Spain for a week. Spain, not Spain.
Spain.
I don't know why whenever I say Spain.
Yes, I have to go a bit Essex.
Like Gale.
9 of you are going to Spain for a week.
Yes, that's correct. I think it's...
Mainland Spain?
Yes, south,
okay.
Mainland.
Okay, so what's some... Like, you've seen the walls in Sevilla. Are you going...
We're going, like, Malaga kind of area. Okay. Andalusia.
Andalusia.
Is that the one?
Well, that's just that's a big area of Spain. That represents the coast.
Yes. So I'm going, 9 of us, I think it's 6 girls and 3 guys.
Right.
Going to south of Spain for the week, Andalusia, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Villa, private pool, slide, windy house.
Okay, this is nice.
You know, barbecue, everything. You can walk to the beach just.
Just, what do you mean?
Like.
It's a long walk.
It's a long walk.
You're happy to walk there, but on the way back, you can be like, oh.
You're like, oh, let's go.
Whose idea was this? Yeah.
And then we're nearish to some tacky clubs.
Okay, well, which is fine.
So we've got all the different, you know, kind of things.
It's a new thing, though, because we are both 22.
We're old.
We're now too old to do, and I can't believe I'm saying this, we are too old to do lads/girls holiday, because that's what you do when you're 18.
Unless you're doing Ibiza.
Yes,
because Ibiza is kind of when you've got a bit more money and you're a bit older.
You've got till 40, I think, with Ibiza.
Yeah, you can go there later, that's fine, because there's actual proper things. Right, but if you're doing your Zante Magaluf.
Zante? I never did Zante.
Zante!
No one.
Hey, Zante!
No one calls it that.
Zante.
Zante, yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, you can't be 22.
But the thing is, we're the in-betweeners, but the other side of uni. So you've got your in-betweeners, which is like 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
And they do it. But now we're the other in-betweeners, so we haven't got kids and mortgages and proper jobs. Well, I don't have a proper job.
No, I don't think... I certainly don't have a proper job.
You don't have a proper job.
Not at all.
But we you finish uni, I'm doing a post-grad, so I've pretty much finished uni.
Yeah.
We're grown-ups, we pay rent, but we're still in-betweeners, so we're still clinging on to the Malaga dream.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, I am, because I'm going on holiday, but this is the first one that's going to be guys and girls.
Yeah, that's an odd one for me.
Which is going to be interesting.
How do you think that's going to work? I mean, you're not a kind of straight-up girl's girl. You're
no.
not. I think you like male company, am I right?
I like male and female company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but some girls strictly keep themselves. Girls, we are the girls. Girls on tour.
Yeah.
But I can imagine you actually quite like a break from like the bitching and all that. And the boy chasing.
I know what you mean, but actually, I would say the boys that are going on holiday are just as bitchy as the girls.
Really?
So it's fine. If not, if anything, more so.
But you know, you like a kickabout, don't you? So
I like a bit of football.
And you can't always persuade the girls to play, right? So take the boys.
Exactly. But the only thing with that is that already there's the sleeping situation thing.
Okay. Now, right, well, hang on. 9 if you go in. 9 beds, surely.
There aren't 9 beds.
Okay.
There's 11 beds.
Well, then there's more than enough.
Yes, but that means some people share and some people don't share.
No, because there's 9 people, 11 beds.
Yeah.
There's going to be beds.
Not 11 beds. There's 11 sleeping spaces, but some of the spaces are double beds.
Right, so how many doubles, how many singles?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. I think there are 5 double beds.
Okay.
And then, twins in the other rooms. So 2 sets of twins in 2 other rooms.
So then you've got 9 beds.
Yeah, but some people have to share a double bed.
No, because you've got 5 doubles and 4 singles.
I've counted wrong,
that equals
9. No, 5. There's 2 double beds, so 4 people.
Yeah.
And then single beds in shared rooms for the rest.
Okay, so you, basically, somebody's having to share.
Basically, 4 people have to share.
I mean,
and the boys have said,
we're not sharing.
Yeah.
You're joking. That's the one, with him.
That's the one laddish thing they're being stereotypical boys about. They're refusing to share.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'll always get in
and
bed
with my
friends.
And they're saying the girls have to share. And we're like, oh, I mean, I would rather have a bed to myself.
Of course.
So
because we know you get quite stressed out in your sleep. You kick a lot.
Do I?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not speaking from experience.
Just,
I don't know.
Say.
You just look like a restless sleeper.
It's because I look tired all the time.
No, it's not that. I'm not saying that.
But yeah, no. So that's the first thing that's come about. I went for coffee with all of the girls that are going on holiday the other day. And they were talking about, because we're children, they were saying how they want to do pranks on the boys. But we're going to have a girls' pact.
Okay, yeah.
So we can only do it to the boys. And I was like, oh God, this holiday sounds horrible already.
Really?
Well, I don't want to be doing pranks. 22.
No, see, I think this is good. The only thing that I've got booked in the diary at the moment that is a bit like this is for my friend's birthday, my flatmate's birthday, we're going to the Isle of Man. And he's booked this amazing Airbnb. It's got an indoor swimming pool. It's got all everything.
Okay.
We're going to, for one weekend, pretend we're people we're not. Basically,
right.
It's cost quite a lot per head, but it's affordable. It's nice for a weekend away.
Okay.
You'd pay this if you were to go to a hotel, but
have
big
you
house.
Been to the Isle of Man before?
No.
Are you planning on going clubbing?
No.
Okay, because there we're is happy. A club okay. in Douglas,
okay,
which is fantastic.
Is there? Okay, well, maybe we'll give it a go then.
I mean, it's tacky as hell.
We've been warned we're nowhere near anything, but I think we're going to hire a car.
Well, I went there with a big group of friends for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And there was about 10 of us staying in this cottage, and we hired a minibus, and it was so cheap. Like, someone drove us.
Okay.
So cheap. So, you know, a little bit of Isle of Man-based advice.
Well, we were thinking that Well, I hope we're thinking this. Basically, if we were to hire a car, I am not paying unless I'm the designated driver.
Okay.
I'm just not, because
but then
being the designated
drink.
Driver, you get the monopoly on where will you go. Do you know what I mean? It's your choice.
But you don't get to drink.
Of course. But I'd rather be able to get up in the morning and go, do you want a fancy bacon sandwich? I'm driving to the shop.
Gotcha.
I would swap that for the not drinking thing.
Surely it's not worth hiring a car for a weekend.
Wouldn't you say?
Madness.
I think it's fine.
Isle of Man's like, it's like the size of, I don't know, half the size of Kent. It's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Well, as I say, I've never been.
It's tiny.
But the one
it's
thing...
It's weird. It's a bit... I mean, I don't know if anyone listening is from the Isle of Man, but it's odd.
We were thinking we would just stay in the house, though. We would just make our own... I don't know, I'll DJ, because I'm one of those people, I force myself on people.
Of course you do.
I say, you know, I DJ a little bit, so I'm taking my speakers.
Oh, listen to this remix I've been working on, this sick beat.
Right, so that's what I'll do.
Like, oh, God, who invited Sam Hart to the party?
Exactly.
We only invite him because he's the only one with a driving licence.
Exactly. So there is a bit of that, but I want to make rules.
Right.
So I want it to almost be some kind of like... Because I never went to Scouts.
No,
but I want it to be a scouting weekend. So I want to enforce rules like, I don't know, if anyone mentions work, drink. No matter what time of day, you drink.
I see.
And I'll be the scout leader, because I did actually take some persuading to go. Because I don't know if you know about this, Lucy, but I hate commitment. So someone's saying to me, Sam, what are you doing in the middle of July this year?
Do you want to come to the Isle of Man? No.
To go to... Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know, first of all, what I'm doing in the middle of July. That's the middle of summer. It is currently... This was March when I got asked. So there was reluctancy there. But then he booked it and I thought, well, I have to pay now, otherwise I look an idiot. But now I've embraced it upon... If he's happy to stick to my rules.
I mean, my holiday's looking incredible now.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, but there's going to be games throughout.
I thought it was a bit like, oh, I'll go to Malaga again. Oh, God. You're going to the Isle of Man.
Like, I know.
I feel a lot better about my villa with the pool and everything.
No, but what I would suggest for you is you need somebody... Don't know. I mean, you strike me as the person that would do this. I'm going to do it for my group.
Can you stop insulting me? Because I know there's an insult coming.
No, you need somebody to take ownership of the holiday and say, look, this is what we're doing.
Okay.
I'm going to do Olympic. I'm going to split my group into teams.
Yep.
And we're going to do Olympics.
Like the blue team, red team.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to do the Olympics across the weekend. Mm-hmm. As I say, there will be rules that you have to drink at certain times. I mean, I'm not big on the drinking, really. I'm not going to make it like a lads' weekend. But certain things, if you do, there will be consequences.
Gotcha.
Does that make
sense?
I
think this is a good idea. And there's enough of us. I can split us into three teams of three.
Yeah.
Blue team, red team, green team.
Yeah. That's
good.
It.
I like this. Make
then
some
one
rules.
Night, one night, one team cooks. The next, you know, the next team wash up.
If you lose something, you have to wash up.
Exactly.
Like, as well as drinking forfeits. Oh, I like this.
Constant. Is it lad points to call it?
I mean, that's what we can call it.
No, we call it in our group mad points, because obviously we're not sexist in my group of friends, because I have a lot of friends that are girls.
Good.
So If you what basically it's a leaderboard across the weekend. If you do something deemed to be mad,
yeah,
yeah, mad point.
I mean that is definitely the lamest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's like lad points.
If you do something totally mad, you get a mad point. Like
no, but you have to judge
wild.
It. No,
oh my god, it's so much fun.
What? No, come on, don't. I'm not a posho. I
made, you made yourself sound like one.
I'm
Sam.
Not. I am definitely not. But
we should call it rad points. And then if you do something that's totally rad, you get a rad point as well.
Okay.
Oh my god, I love it.
Do you know, I have.
Let's go to the Isle of Man. Oh, I love it. This is fabulous.
For God's sake, do you know what? Forget it. Forget it. You go and have a good time in Malaga. I'll go with my friends to Isle of Man. We'll be competing for mad points. Desperately, I will come back as the winner of the mad points on the mad points scale.
Because you're in charge of them.
That's right, exactly. But I am excited for summer, a little bit. And this, I thought we'd play this because it's like the song of last summer. Is it for you?
No
idea what it is, have you?
Not a clue, but I like the woo.
Right, so this reminds me of Glastonbury last year. I'm not going to talk about Glastonbury too much.
Oh my god, we get it.
Okay, Chemical Brothers, Q-Tips, called Go. Track that I will be playing at some big house on the Isle of Man in July this year.
Can't think, can't sleep, can't breathe. Can't think, can't. Everything getting harder to find. Everybody jumping out of their mind. Everybody going out of their skin. See, we get to the end, but that's where we begin. You feel it? Mannequins, and we breaking the mold. Breaking out and we breaking the codes. Similar to the jack who stole. To the depths in your wet, so you take explosive. Get it out, send your body to flight. Everybody got a target tonight. Everybody come along for the ride. All you studs and your duds and your ladies is fly. Grip the moment like you're gripping the earth. Feel the weight and you're feeling the girth. Now you get it, now you're feeling your worth. Fitness how you used to make when everything used to hurt. It goes, no time to rest. To where the butterflies and where the peace reside. The first 5 minutes for the 15 of fame. 5 seconds for you saying my name. I'm deadly sharp shooting the game. Gonna hit you in the soul, executioner's aim. Get together and we building a fire. Clear smoke and it's taking us higher. Hands up, everyone is one. If you see yourself making it, you see in the sun. Metropolis on the edge of control. They take our money but they won't take our soul. Fuck that, ain't gonna do it no more. Won't do what we told and we ain't gonna fold. We go. No time to rest. Just do your best. What you hear is not a test. We're only here to make you. 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 Go! Can't sleep, can't breathe, can't think, can't sleep, can't breathe, everybody jumping out of their mind, everybody going out of their skins, everybody jumping out of their mind, everybody going out of their skins.
With a huge track from last year.
It's
It's like that. See what I did there? It's called... Go. Anyway, Sam and Lucy with you on your Wednesday evening. Or actually, we're in the morning here on a Wednesday. We pre-recorded this early in the day. Just like to be honest with you.
Thanks for ruining the magic.
It's no magic. I just like to be honest with people. And right about now, time to play my favourite game.
Oh, yes.
A game that has been revised since we last played it, because I think there's a better way of doing this, okay? I don't know if you read the Daily Mail, Lucy.
Sometimes.
I think we all do. We're all guilty of it. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the article there, mm-hmm. you will find that you have the opportunity to comment on the article. For the first time ever in the history of the world, me and you, Luce, we can be journalists. We can have our say on Chloe Sims from TOWIE, to Kanye West, to Kim Kardashian.
It's what I've always wanted.
No matter what the story, maybe it's something about these Panama files, Panama Papers, what they're
Panama
called.
Panama Papers.
Right, these Panama Papers. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know, some people have been doing some naughty money stuff.
Yeah.
I can have my say. I can have my say.
I've always wondered why you're not writing for The Economist.
Well, now I can.
But now you can if you want.
If I see this story that's something I don't like, I'll say, mm-hmm. I'll call him out. I'll say, Cameron. I may be just Sam from Stoke, and my Daily Mail account name
is... But get your dad to pay his tax. Putin, no, stop putting all that money through that ski resort and that famous cellist.
Are we going to have to edit this bit
out?
Sorry. Are we going to...
I'll stop.
But do you know, there is a platform for you, Lucy. Just sign up to the Daily Mail. You can have your say.
Sounds like you're working for them.
I'm not working for them, but you can sign up. You can have your say on the stories they publish, right?
Exactly.
And what I like to do is don't bother with the story. Just read the comments, because the comments for me are rather telling. And like everything that a radio presenter has to do, when they see something in their life, they have to turn it into a game. I've seen this, seen the Daily Mail comments, I thought, well, what could I do with that? Daily Mail comments game.
Cheeky little feature.
Just like that. The Daily Mail comments game.
How does he do it?
I don't know. It has improved, as I say. This game now works much better for me.
All right, okay.
So, these stories you may or may not have heard. I'm going to give you three comments, okay? I'm going to play comment one, give you the opportunity to guess what the story might be.
Okay, I like it.
Or even just who the story involves, okay?
Okay.
I think you get 1 point if you get the right person about the story, but if you get story bang on, you get maximum 3 points.
Oh, okay.
How do I do this? I reckon I haven't worked this bit out. But obviously you should get more points the earlier on you guess. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
But I'll just judge it as a go.
So 3 points if I get it on the first go, 2 points if I get it on the second, 1 point if I get it on the third.
Yes, for the right person. But I think if you get context as well, if you get the actual headline, there's got to be worth at least 10.
Okay, just 10 points off the...
Well, it's my game. I can give you what I want, effectively, can't I? So,
all right, fine, okay.
All right, so I'll play you comment number one.
Gotcha.
Still in good shape.
Okay, I think you're going to have to think out loud with this, because...
Still in good shape. Okay,
that
so...
That could be said about a lot of people, couldn't it?
Still in good shape. Okay, I'm trying to disgustingly get myself into the mind of this kind of... What kind of article this will be. Still in good shape. Maybe that's someone that's had a baby.
Okay.
So someone that recently had a baby. Who recently had a baby? Is it about Kim Kardashian?
All right, so give me a headline.
Kim Kardashian seen in bikini just months after having a child.
Is incorrect.
Oh.
But I like that. I like the way of thinking.
Okay.
You got to a headline. It's good. Right, okay.
Okay, give me the next one.
Always like the Hoff. He had a sense of humour and knows how to laugh at himself.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Same story, but just different people's take on it.
Is it like new series of Baywatch scene filming?
Okay, she's on to something.
Because Baywatch is coming back, isn't it?
It is indeed. Right, let's try this third comment.
Wow, if Hoff pulls his stomach in any further, he's going to have an accident.
Okay.
Are you sticking with it?
Still looking good. Hoff seen on the set of the new series of Baywatch.
Not bad. David Hasselhoff dons those famous red shorts as he runs shirtless on the beach for the Baywatch reboot.
Oh, come on. Out of 10, what do I get for that?
I think you get a full 10. That's not bad. That is the easiest of the three that we're about to play.
Okay.
But that's not bad going, I think.
So there's three we're doing, so it's out of 30. So I'm on 10 out of 30.
10 out of 30 is not bad going. Right, okay, try this.
Oompa, lumpa, doompa-dee-doo.
This is a comment.
I have the perfect puzzle for you.
Okay, just in case you're unsure.
Can we hear it again?
Oompa, lumpa, doompa-dee-doo. I have the perfect puzzle for you.
Initial thoughts.
All right, okay, this is puzzling me, because I heard the Oompa Loompa part, and I was like, oh, is this someone being mean about someone who's quite short?
Okay.
And I was like, whose short has been in the news recently? And I was like, oh, no, that's obviously really sad.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
So it's not going to be that.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's probably not going to be that.
So you're not going to pick something that sad. But I said, I've got a puzzle for you.
Okay.
Is it going to be someone really smart?
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, God, can I have the next one? Because I don't
know. No, it doesn't work like that. You need to try and give me a headline.
I've got a puzzle for you. Who else is really sure? Warwick Davis releases new brain teasing game.
Is incorrect. Okay, try this next comment.
God, this is
horrible. I wish I had so little to worry about that I could get worked up about the state of Holly Willoughby's face. There's a lot of people out there who seriously need to get a life.
Holly Willoughby's new tan, new fake tan, is oranger than the sun.
Okay, right, no, give it an actual headline.
Okay. Brighter than the sun, Holly Willoughby's new tan shocks this morning viewers.
Okay, and that works with Oompa Loompa, does it?
Because they're orange.
Right, okay, she's on to something. Let's try the final comment.
Looks like a Satsuma.
I mean,
stick with it.
I'm going to stick with it. I think I'm close.
Okay, I think I should probably play those clues the other way around, shouldn't I? But there you are. Yeah, the headline reads, Holly Willoughby is mocked by viewers for a very orange face on this morning.
Yes!
As fans call for her to sack her makeup artist.
Come on, that's got to be a... Like,
that's a 10 as
that's
well.
That's a 10.
You're very good at this.
Thank you, please. I told you, I'm a journalist.
Right, okay. For potentially 30 out of 30.
Come on, let's do this. Come on.
They should be easy to stick together.
Oh.
They should be easy to stick together.
They should be easy to stick... So, oh, God.
Any ideas?
They should be easy... Maybe stick... They... So it's a pair of something. Or like... I don't know whether it's like talking about theirs in a group of people, sticking them together. Or like a thing like, I don't know, eyebrows, monobrow. I don't know.
Well, the game is for you to make a decision, isn't it?
They should be easy to stick together. Is it... Oh, God. Is it something like... it's about a couple, and it's a pun because they're doing something that involves sticking. So, Shliam, as we know, we call Cheryl
Shliam,
Shliam seen playing in Velcro play area. You know the Velcro play areas where you like wear a Velcro suit jump on the thing.
Okay, I get it. Is incorrect, but I like the creativity.
Thank you, please.
But there's no points for that. Okay. This is not a maths exam.
Right. When did charity shops become so ungrateful?
What?
Yeah, it's quite a curveball, this.
Right, can you play them one after the other for me, please?
Yes. Obviously, same story, just different people's take on it.
They should be easy to stick together.
And then...
When did charity shops become so ungrateful?
Okay, so it's a story about someone giving something to a charity shop.
Okay.
And the charity shop rejecting it. They should be easy to stick together. Is it because it's something gross? Like a soiled pair of trousers or something? Like, person donates bag of clothes to charity shop. Inside, soiled trousers.
Okay, that is very likely to happen on the Daily Mail. I mean, I don't know if it's happened, if it's likely to happen in life, but if that were to happen, the Daily Mail would definitely find that story and publish it. However, incorrect.
Oh.
Okay, I was wondering if this one would give you any more ideas.
A boring and rubbish book. Wouldn't even buy it in a charity shop, even if it cost only 1p.
I think the thing that's throwing me here is that they should be easy to stick together.
Okay.
So it's a book that's been rejected from a charity shop, and it's an autobiography.
How do you know it's an autobiography?
Because I'm getting the feeling that it
is. Okay, well, I'm just asking.
I feel like it's biography, autobiography of a double act. Who's a really bad double act? Oh, I don't want to say anyone. I like double acts. I can't think of anyone I don't like. They should be easy to stick together. It's not to do with something disgusting that's happened to the book, is it?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay, good. So it's
but
not
this,
what I was
this
thinking.
Happened in the last couple of weeks.
They should
and
be...
it's still relatively topical, this.
Person hands in sellotaped autobiography of Katie Price.
Is incorrect.
Right, what is it?
I'm going to play them all in one go again.
I'm lost here.
They should be easy to stick together. When did charity shops become so ungrateful? A boring and rubbish book. Wouldn't even buy it in a charity shop, even if it cost only 1p.
Anything?
No.
Okay. You're going to kick yourself when I read this.
Oh.
50 Shades of Spare Books.
Oh,
charity
no!
shops beg readers to stop handing used copies of E.L. James' bondage thriller.
Oh, so it is the disgusting thing I was thinking.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh, you threw me off because I was going to go with something sexual, but you said it wasn't that.
I didn't say it wasn't, and it's not that sexual,
all
is
right.
it?
Well, they should be easy to stick together.
Well, let's not get into it, shall we?
20 out of 30.
20 out of 30.
That is not too bad for the Daily Mail game. I'm quite pleased with
and
that.
And it works quite well now, right?
I love it. Much
okay,
better.
Okay, good. And do you know what else works really well? That card game we play with, now that's what I call Bridge.
Now that's what I call Snap.
Now that's what I call Snap.
Go Fish.
We've only got 10 minutes left of the show, but we'll do that after this. We'll have a little musical break in the form of a Luna George, and then we'll get to it. Now that's what I call Snap coming next.
I like crashing waves, but I wanna see them at first light after a long night. And see the sky take shape, but I wanna see the stars burn after I had my turn. And ooh, ooh, you're working so hard. You played your card, so what's the pay?
Champagne and Sprite, girl.
All night me a gear love.
And Popcorn. That's actually what he calls himself.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
How's that spelled?
Pop, P-O-P-C-A-R-N.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. And do you know who always goes really, well, in any kind of a Luna George collaboration, George always gets forgotten about. Because people just assume that a Luna's second name is George. Not the case. A Luna George, two people. A Luna and George. So when a Luna George goes off and works with Popcorn, people forget about George in this. Also, Flume produced that track. No one's mentioning him. Anyway. Do you want me to move on?
Yes, please.
We haven't got long of the show left, so actually we should do this, because it is time now to play the game that everybody loves playing. And a game that I do have a bed for, but I need to prepare.
Everybody's talking about this game, even though it doesn't have a proper name.
Are you ready?
Yep.
That's right. Time for the game we call, now that's what I call Snap/Bridge.
Yep.
The way it works, we like to play a song from an album back in the day from Now That's What I Call Music. But it's too easy to just pick one. So instead, we leave it up to a pack of cards. I become a magician in this. Call me Stephen Mulhern. And Lucy becomes my sidekick.
Thanks.
Okay, so Luce,
Right.
Let me give you some cards there. Okay, have you got Google at the ready? Because we do need
Google
in this.
Google's at the ready.
Okay, let me flip these cards over. I've not really shuffled them properly.
Right, I'm going to pick four cards. You tell them what we're doing here.
Right, so the way it works, Lucy picks four cards. She turns them over one at a time. The first card that she turns over, that represents a digit, basically, because what we need is two cards to times together. Okay? And when the sum of that calculation gives us a now album. So, Lucy, can you turn over the first two cards?
Okay, first two cards is a 6.
And?
An ace, which is an 11, I believe.
We can make it
ace
11.
Ace is 1
this.
Or 11.
Right, so that means 11 times 6 equals, now that's what I call music, 66.
Good math there, darling.
I imagine that came out in about 2008. You're just Googling now, what do you think?
It came out in 2007.
I was close. Okay,
good job,
but
though.
I know the ballpark, so that means I've just, 2007, I'm in about year 8, okay? We're 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what sort of tracks are on there, please?
Okay, we've got Mika, Grace Kelly,
okay,
Kaiser Chiefs,
big
Ruby.
Big tune.
Sugar Babes, Walk This Way, Take That, Justin Timberlake, Nelly Furtado, Beyonce. Oh, there's Calvin Harris, Acceptable in the 80s.
There's a lot of good on there, then.
There's a lot of good.
Okay, perfect. Now, we need to decide what disc that the track that we're about to play comes from. So the way we do that, it works. Either red, disc 1, black, disc 2.
Okay.
Turn over that card, Luce. What have we got?
It's red. It's a three of hearts.
Right. Okay, so that...
Right, this one.
This one, then, please.
So we've got rid of Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Klaxons, Killers, Fall Out Boy, U2. Not too sad about missing any of that.
No.
Okay, so last card.
Yes.
What are the rules?
The last card. Oh, I did have this written down, but I've got my laptop over there.
I think I can remember. A heart is a solo female artist.
Is correct.
Diamond, male solo artist.
Correct.
Clubs is a band.
Yes.
And a spade is a feat or a duo.
So any kind of collaboration is a spade.
Okay.
Okay, so turn over that last card. What do you have, please?
It's a club.
It's a club. So that means we're working with bands, right?
Bands.
Right. So
we've got Kaiser Chiefs.
Okay.
Sugar Babes.
They're a band.
All these ones. We've got Booty Love.
Booty Love. Yeah.
Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud. Okay.
Yeah. That's about it, really.
That's about it. So they're of what you've got to pick from, because literally it is up to you.
Okay. And out of these ones, I think it's clear. I'm going to go with Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby.
Is a terrible choice. What a way to finish our show.
Every time.
There we are. Right. We're back next week. We won't be live because we never are. But expect us. 8 till 10 here on Foo Bar Radio.